So, listen, we're talking to our brother that's a business developer, Ayanda Mate. Ayanda, good morning. Great to have you with us on the show. Let's talk about small businesses and how we can best advertise our businesses. I think majority of us are on Facebook, and maybe some aren't even aware that they can use Facebook to boost numbers in their business. So tell us about that.
Okay, morning, JT. Good morning, listeners. Right. Yeah, based on what you have said, a number of small businesses and also even large businesses have actually boosted their presence within the social media space, of which one of those is Facebook. So how it works is you actually put in your products and your services within the Facebook portal, and then as and when people scroll through their walls or whichever other section within Facebook, they can be able to see the adverts that have been placed by Facebook on your behalf. There is also a Facebook marketplace that specifically is actually engineered such that if one were to actually click on a certain item or search for a certain item, all the companies or all the businesses that actually deal with that specific section are actually able to be identified. So effectively, the number of potential clients or potential customers is actually increased by virtue of the fact that, you know, they can be just about anywhere. So it's not about where it is that you're located, but you can be able to cast your net even wider so that you can have a wider audience of clients.
Mm. You know, we have a group of people that will tell you that, you know, I'm not tech savvy. I'm not on social media. I don't love social media. I don't like social media. What is that person missing out on, especially if they're a small business owner?
Okay, well, put it this way. The wider you cast your net, the more potential clients you have. It doesn't mean that you speak to 10 clients, all 10 of them would come in and partake of your product of your service. But what it does, it more or less like increases the numbers of people who would actually be looking for your product. And it also increases the number of inquiries that you would actually be able to get. So you don't need necessarily to be highly tech savvy. It's all an issue of learning and being open-minded, such that with that open-mindedness, you can be able to partake.
Mm. And now there's also, let's say perhaps there's a person who says, you know, I don't see the need of being on Facebook. It is not my market. It does not serve me. It does not serve my purpose. I'm more of an Instagram or an X type of person. What would you say to that person as far as advertising their business on Facebook in particular?
Well, it's now an issue of everyone is out there to, everyone would actually like to save costs. Very good case in point that I always actually put out is the issue of believe there are these transport companies like your Ubers and your Bolts. Right? Now, instead of you being stationary in one place, you actually have cast your net wider in terms of potential clients.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an issue of price, but it's an issue of actually growing your business. So it's more or less like an issue of sitting down with that person and actually making them see that, look, the more the number of interactions with potential clients, the more the likelihood of clients actually coming. Yes, they might give you an example of, say, maybe Ferrari. I don't believe anyone has ever seen an Aston Martin or a Ferrari advert out there, but people still buy those cars. They are made for a specific market, but now with small businesses, they are not necessarily made for a specific market, but for them to grow into medium and large businesses, they need to actually cut their net wider so that they can be able to achieve those sales and achieve that growth that they are actually seeking.
Well, that's our brother, a business developer, Mr. Ayanda Mate. Ayanda, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you this morning. If there's someone out there who may be interested in speaking to you, perhaps to get a bit of advice or with their business, how can they get in touch with you?
They may be able to get hold of me either via normal call or via WhatsApp. The number is 078-127-3086. The number again, 078-127-3086.
Alrighty, again, that's business developer Ayanda Mate.